Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Welcome back to Hometown Value here on WOMT. We got Kyle from Shoreline once again. Kyle, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
How are you on this fine Friday?
Doing great, man. Yeah. Doing great. How's July almost over?
Right? Yeah, isn't that crazy to think about? I mean, you know what? Hey, it is what it is. Are you enjoying summer?
I'm loving summer.
Best part of summer on the lakeshore?
Well, you and I both have that same urge to go golfing.
There we go. So,
yeah. Got out quite a few times this month, so it's been great.
Indeed, we have. Hey, we have another guest with us this morning. I will let you do the grand introduction.
Absolutely. I brought Ashley Haggerty with me today. Wanted to have her and I kind of go over some of the things that we've done, financial literacy pieces. We've talked about this stuff in the past, the Zogo app and all of the wonderful things that Shoreline's doing in the community. But Ashley and I had the privilege of leading a group from L.B. Clark, National Junior Honor Society group, and we had a ton of fun doing that. So,
Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
So, talk us through how that went, and I guess more importantly, why is that important to Shoreline to do financial literacy courses?
Well, it's easy, and you know, kids are super smart when it comes to talking about different things, how they learn. They're little sponges. So it's good to start young to encourage them to take that risk, to learn more about the things that I know I wasn't taught in school, you know, credit cards, building that credit, you know, the process to buy a home, how to balance a checkbook, because we still have people that do that, and to monitor their finances so they're set up for success later on in life.
It's unfortunate, in my opinion, that some of these everyday things that we do as adults, we're not often talked about or taught in our education growing up.
There is a big movement trying to change some of those pieces, but I'm with you, Terry. A lot of classes that I took were non-beneficial.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you learned all those history things. No.
Well, no. Then there's good. There's
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
Not questioning
absolutely.
Any of my former teachers listening, please disregard. But
we love you all. Yes. You guys are amazing. But ultimately, there is value in teaching some of this financial literacy stuff at such a young age, because it's only going to help them as individuals later on, which then is going to help families later on, which then is going to impact the community. And it's just a domino effect.
Right. And it's the, like I've talked about in the past, it is Shoreline's mission to help our members achieve financial success. And putting some of those pieces together for kids at a younger age really fulfills
that. How do the kids react? Talk us through, like, how did they respond when you were there?
I don't really know. I know a couple of the kids knew me from the Two Rivers location. That's where, you know, I work and live. But they were really friendly, I guess. I don't really deal with, you know, high school, middle-aged, you know, middle school kids. They were very receptive.
Cool.
They did have some sort of knowledge because they're in an honor society. But when we were talking about building credit and how to do that, it was kind of, you know, something that they weren't so sure about.
Sure.
So that was really neat. They were a really great group of kids to work with. They were smart and funny. They were witty and kind of sneaky during some of our activities as well. Yeah.
Hey, those kids will be sneaky.
Yeah.
So how do people learn more about Shoreline? Time is running out here on today's program, you guys. So if people want to connect with Shoreline, what is the best way of doing that?
Yeah, best way to do that, Terry, is to go to shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Have you on sometime. And Kyle, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.